8-member FAI Council is meeting at Abbottstown in Dublin for the first time since the football body became engulfed in crisis following a series of revelations regarding an unexplained loan from the then CEO to the association in April of 2017. Now, later this afternoon, a delegation from FIFA, football's world governing body, is to meet officials from the FAI and later members of Sport Ireland when it's expected they'll be briefed on recent events. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue has more on this. Explain to us, Tony, what's happening today.
Yeah, it's the first time, Claire, that the FAI Council has met since the most dramatic of circumstances have occurred over the last number of months with all those revelations. And a number of them were expected to ask serious questions today of and look for clarity on the various investigations. Remember, Mazars, Grant Thornton, the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement and a joint governance review group established by the FAI and Sport Ireland, all investigating the organisation and there's a whole host of other legal issues as well. And there's a lot of fears that the legal bill alone resulting from the recent turmoil could exceed 1 million euros. So questions to be asked indeed. Be ahead of today's meeting, the FAI announced that Paul Cook, who has been nominated unopposed for the vacant position of Honorary Treasurer, will join that subcommittee overseeing ongoing investigations and procedures at the FAI. But for years, FAI AGMs had no questions from the floor. Today, for the first time in a long time, we expect questions to be asked.
And Tony, there's been another development today. The SIPTU union is seeking a meeting with the Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, about the ongoing issues at the FAI.
Yeah, that's interesting because FIFA, of course, traditionally have made it very clear that they don't want any government interference in the running of football associations around the world. And yet SIPTU are calling for more government involvement in this because they represent staff employed here at Abbottstown as development officers, coaches and administrators, as well as the players through their affiliation with the PFAI, the Players' Union. And the sources told RT that morale is at an all-time low at FAI headquarters. People are extremely anxious about their jobs. They believe the FAI could become insolvent in a matter of weeks, and this is a cause of great concern to their members.
Thanks, Tony. Tony O'Donoghue there, soccer correspondent.